98.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Out. Oh, look who's here.
Looky, looky, I got a cookie.
Oh, you're a poet and you didn't even know this.
I did not know that.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Are you a little congested?
No.
You sound a little congested.
You know, when you go through the
life's phases, puberty. Yeah, uh-huh. Are you going through puberty?
Something like that. Yeah.
Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, and we obsess about Radiohead every single week. It's Friday and a Friday.
Yep.
It's almost the weekend. Feels good. Woo. This has been, boy, sometimes I say it's been a week. This has been a week times 10. A lot's gone on.
Yep.
We did find out some very important information that Colin Greenwood from Radiohead says the band has been getting together, or that at least they did it at least once,
yep,
to play some songs and kind of dust it off.
I am so excited.
And I don't know if you guys realize how every single week we pray for a Radiohead reunion and tour. I will be taking a sabbatical and touring the world to see the band.
Yep.
Because this is a dream come true.
Really?
There's been all these other reunions, all these bands from the 90s getting together. There's no reason why Radiohead cannot please us all.
Correct.
Excuse me. I just got a little crazy. Okay, so we've had a very busy week. We got to see Linkin Park on Wednesday at the Forum.
Oh, my God.
Now, we've talked about our connection to Linkin Park. First of all, they played a lot of shows when I worked at K-Rock in New York. I was on after Howard Stern. They played all of our shows, like all of them, so I got to see them a lot. Loved seeing them, but also Jason Friday, my co-host here, his brother is Sean Friday, who's in the band Dead Sarah. Lead singer of Dead Sarah, Emily Armstrong, is now the new co-singer of Linkin Park.
Woo! And remember, everyone, seriously, it is labeled as the co-singer.
Yeah, whatever.
No, you said that.
Yeah, I did. But we saw the show. It was fantastic. Emily crushed it.
Yep.
I hope they have filmed a documentary on the whole process because it's so intriguing. She got a great write-up in Variety about joining the band. Fans were just literally screaming, Linkin Park!
Nuts.
It was unbelievable. Anyway, Emily might not love that I play this old, old song, but this is the beginning for me, the first time I really got into Dead Sarah. So your brother's playing drums. We got Susie Medley on guitar.
Yeah.
Do you remember who was playing bass in the beginning?
Chris.
Oh, nice. Chris, who plays with Mondo Cosmo.
That's right.
There's going to be a lot of thread here. Yep. So on this song, it's Dead Sarah. We'll discuss more later, but this is the song Face to Face. Now the lead singer of Dead Sarah is now in Linkin Park, and it's madness.
No big deal.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Defend, yeah. I'm still- my throat. Let go. Can I think for myself for once? Are you losing control of me? Here's another head game. Why should I play dumb? Crow looking at me so hopelessly. Go tell all your friends about me. My God, I'm so afraid of master manipulator. My God, I'm so afraid of master manipulator. Can I think for myself?
Welcome to the Sean Friday radio program on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I am Julie Slater.
Jason Friday, Sean Friday's brother.
That's right. and that is Bitch Camp featuring Cussface. Bitch Camp is the solo project from your brother, Sean Friday, who also plays drums in Dead Sarah. The lead singer of Dead Sarah is now in Linkin Park. Also, Sean plays drums in Mondo Cosmo and is on all but two songs off the new record, which is called It's Principle.
Right.
And by the way, we're doing this a little earlier in the hour. Next week, we're going to dig into Mondo Cosmo's new record.
Woo.
And we're going to play tracks every single day, and we're going to tease it right now. Now, this is a song we laugh so hard. We were listening to it, and we're like, oh, my gosh. Mondo is totally like channeling Radiohead in this song.
Yes.
So, by the way, Josh, if you're listening, aka Mondo Cosmo, we are all on board and we love it. And Sean Friday is drumming on this as well. So we just keep a connection to Sean. This song is, can you read it? A Sundown in the Age of Fear.
Yep.
It's Mondo Cosmo. Let's dig into it. Brand new music. It's Principle. New album just came out. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Two, three, four.
Skinny Love. I'm not sure. Am I allowed to say Bon Iver is coming out with some new music? It might be some information that's on the down low. So cancel that information. New Bon Iver coming soon. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it's just a dream.
Who knows?
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
By the way, we failed to mention we played three songs that involved your brother, Sean Friday, and his new project, Bitch Camp. They have a show tonight, which we are going to sadly miss. We went last, was it last Friday already? Only a week ago?
Two weeks ago.
Are you sure?
No.
No, I think it was last Friday.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
No, 2 weeks.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
2 weeks ago, we saw Bitch Camp play their first show downtown LA. There's another show tonight, which we are going to miss because we're going to the Soul Coughing reunion at the Bellwether. Where is Sean's Bitch Camp playing tomorrow night? I mean, tonight.
Yeah, it's okay. Our days are all crazy. It's been a week, everyone. He's playing at the Monty Bar, which is next door to the Terragram Ballroom, I think on 7th, just on the outskirts of downtown.
It's going to be a great show. I believe, is he playing with the same people? He's got the percussionist, Joey from Paramore. He also has Mondo Cosmos. Bass player,
Chris,
who's playing guitar,
yep.
And a couple other cool guys in the band.
Evan McCarthy, my childhood schoolmate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's at Bitch Camp. We are going to Soul Coughing. We are going to celebrate Soul Coughing before the show is up. And coming up in the next set, we're going to play another song, a new song off of Jack White's new record, No Name, because it's fun and it involves rats. But by the way, we're going to Soul Coughing tonight. Mike Doty is our September artist in residence. He's going to guest DJ tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Did you know that?
I did.
Woo!
Hello, I'm Mike Doty of Soul Coughing and Ghost of Room, and I am this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound. I'm going to guest DJ each week. I'm going to play songs that I love, and I will tell you things as well. very, very interesting things. Join me this Saturday night at 6 p.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Artist in Residence. Saturday nights at 6. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Support for The SoCal Sound comes from La Mirada Theater.
It's a perfect mix of a little sugar, butter, and flour. In Waitress, the smash Broadway hit running at La Mirada Theater from September 20th through October 13th. This beautiful romantic musical features music and lyrics by Sarah Bareilles. Waitress, the beautiful Broadway smash romance, where every note is as sweet as pie. Tickets available at LaMiradaTheater.com.
Support comes from Live Nation. These sacred souls bring their soulful sounds to the Wiltern on December 3rd and 4th. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Can I call you Rose? Cause you're sweet like a flower.
Support comes from the LA Phil, presenting Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music Sing-Along on Saturday, September 21st. Be a part of an 18,000-person choir while watching the Oscar-winning film on the big screen. Tickets are on sale now at HollywoodBowl.com. Hollywood Bowl, where summer is forever.
You can build branding and awareness for your business while supporting this awesome radio station. How cool would it be to have your organization be the sponsor for Nick's Pick of the Day or my 88.5 Album Dive? Give us a call for more info. 818-677-7163. That's 818-677-7163.
New music now on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
We'll be right back.
Jack White's off the new album No Name. That is, it's rough on rats, if you're asking. So he was supposed to be one of the headliners on Desert Days, and I don't know, that whole festival got canceled. It was in October, Lake Paris. So don't go to the show and get your refund where you can. I'm sure he'll be coming out on the West Coast to play some dates, because he's doing little like secret shows here and there.
Like
surprising
it.
Everybody. Okay, so it is a week of concerts. So many shows. Saturday night, I'm going to sit this one out because I need some rest. But you're going to SoFi Stadium, which, by the way, when we went to Lincoln Park, all the parking at the Forum was sold out, and SoFi Stadium tried to charge $80 for parking.
And that's the cheap rate.
Yeah. So I can imagine you're actually going to SoFi, how much it'll cost.
I know. Well,
so good luck. But
made a new friend, remember?
We did make a new friend, a place that you can park for half the price.
Yeah.
We will not reveal that information.
Correct.
Because it's secret. Anyway, SoFi Stadium, Saturday night, tomorrow night, is Smashing Pumpkins, Green Day, Rancid, the Linda Lindas. I hope you get there to see the Linda Lindas.
We're getting there to see everybody.
You got to get closer to the mic.
I want to see everyone. I've seen all the... Oh, no, I've never seen Pumpkins or Green Day, but I've seen Rancid, and I haven't seen Linda Lindas.
So you've seen...
I've seen...
None of them, but one. Yeah,
that's
that would be the proper
to.
Way to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, what song do you want to play? You want to play a Green Day song?
I sure do. Spencer, this one's for you, big dog. It's the first track off of Dookie album, which came out, oh my God, 30 years ago. It's called Burnout by Green Day on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
necessarily wrong, but I am thinking maybe someday we will be together.
Saw You at the Laundromat. I used to play that song a lot when I had a weekend show here on the station called Out on a Limb. It's just one of those, like, I don't even know much about the artist, but that is just a great song. You wanted to play, so you're going to see the Pumpkins tomorrow night at SoFi.
Yep.
What do you got there? What do you got there, radio DJ? I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It's a Friday and a Friday.
You know, this song specifically... This was one of the first Pumpkin songs that I learned because this guy...
Learned on guitar or bass?
Nope, guitar. This was before I knew what a bass was. And it was probably like mid to late 90s. I think this record came out early 90s, 92, 93. This guy who was a overseas student or something came, brought his guitar in, and he started playing this song, and I was blown away. And I don't remember his name, maybe it was Julian or something. I never saw him again. And he taught me how to play this song.
Well, let's play it. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
little while before we went into lockdown, a boy in my class came up to me and said that his dad told him to stay away from Chinese people. After I told him that I was Chinese, he backed away from me. Eloise and I wrote the song based on that experience.
So this is about him and all the other racist, sexist boys in this world. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Go. That is the Linda Linders. We got to send that out to our friend Linda, who's actually visiting.
Linda!
By the way, Linda's opening up for Rancid, Smashing Pumpkins, and Green Day tomorrow, SoFi Stadium. Tell me that you made it big without telling me you made it big. That's pretty awesome.
Yep.
Okay, Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
We are about to wrap up today's Friday on a Friday. Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, and we play some jams. We kick it. Very, very excited that Soul Coughing, reuniting, playing the music of Soul Coughing, original members. It's tonight at the Bellwether. Today is finally the day.
Crazy. I just can't believe it's been, I think, 25 years.
It might be 25 years since their last show.
Which is totally
it's crazy.
Nuts. Yeah.
It's totally insane. Mike Doty is also our artist in residence, guest DJing every Saturday night. So tune in tomorrow night. He's going to be doing his own show. He's on every Saturday in the month of September from 6 to 7 p.m. So check out show number 2 tomorrow. But we are going to enjoy one of my favorite albums from Soul Coughing is Ruby Vroom. A couple of songs to get us in the mood.
Yeah.
It's the best. I hope they play all these songs from this record. I don't know. I'm going to lose my mind. See you guys tonight at the Bellwether for a Soul Coughing reunion.
Woo!
Take care of yourself. Enjoy the weekend. I am so going to get some rest this weekend. So resting while you go to SoFi Stadium.
Oh my God, that's
you're going to be so jealous.
I know.
All right, enjoy yourselves, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Music sounds better on a Friday.
Oh yeah.
It's Soul Coughing. 80. It's a twofer. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Until next time.
My pretties,
get onto the bus.
Bus.
Get onto the bus. That's gonna take you back to Beelzebub. Get onto the bus. That's gonna make you stop going rubber dub. Get onto the bus. That's gonna take you back to Beelzebub. Get onto the bus. That's gonna make you stop going rubber dub.
Banging on Freon, Paleolithic Eon. Put the fake goatee on, and it booms as cool as sugar-free jazz. Placemat won't lap, but help you with the automat, and it's clear and clean as sugar-free jazz. Schoolsy bombsy bomb. Thank you.
105 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.